Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, tonight we're going to be continuing our series of shirim on the teachings, the Torah of the Goyin and the Tzaddik, Rav Yitzchak Maya Morgenstern Shlita, and the series of Entering the Sea of Wisdom. And again, like last week, I haven't had access to the pamphlets that are being printed out. So Baruch Hashem, we're going to be utilizing a nekuda from one of the newer svarim printed from the Rebbe's teachings. Within this year, or really within the last month or so, there have been two Svarim that have been printed. There are the Shirim of the Am HaChochma on the Sefer Chaye Maharan, which is mamish. If anybody is looking for a suggestion, this Sefer is literally candy in the sense that it's the Rebbe's Shirim. It's also the Rebbe's Shirim on the Torah of Rabbi Nachman. There's never been a commentary on Chaye Maharan, which is kind of the Kodesh HaKadoshim of Rabbi Nachman, describing the historical and personal developments behind the Torah itself. This is a sefer that's only the first 80 shirim from Thursday night shirim the Rebbe's been giving, and one of the easiest svarim out there, I believe, that conveys some of the most fundamental principles in Pnimiyus HaTorah and in life in general. About a week after that sefer came out, so they came out with Shirei Yam HaChochma al Sefer Oitzres Chaim. Now, Shirei Yam HaChochma al Sefer Oitzres Chaim kiyadua, is one of the first, if not the first, sefer that is typically learned as an introduction to Pnimiyus HaTorah, in particular the Kabbalah of the Arizal, as brought to us through Reb Chaim Vital. And there are two svarim on Oitzres Chaim that will be coming out, and this was the first one that came out. They're in the process of working on the Rebbe's Be'iyun Shirim, which some of which have been printed in Yam HaChochmas in the past, and God willing, from the Beis Medrash in Muncie, it's going to be coming out very similar to what they did with Rechov HaSanahar. And this are the Shirim on Oitzres Chaim are remarkable in the sense that they are composed and compiled based on a series of Shirim that the Rebbe gave in Tav Shin Samech Daled, which was really the beginning of the teachings being given over in a real revealed way. The Rebbe was giving over Torah prior to it, but the first Shalashudas drashas that we have, the first Dei Chochma L'Nafshecha drashas that we have, are Tav Shin Samech Hei. So these Shirim from a Yiddish tapes of Tav Shin Samech Daled was, they published the first volume. Incredibly simple, fundamental nekudos necessary to ensure that one is going down the proper path in understanding words of the Arizal. And so what I'm going to be drawing from tonight is a teaching that the Rebbe brings in Shar HaAkudim. Now, when it comes to Shar HaAkudim, this is something that I've been very oisek in terms of trying to understand one of Rabbi Nachman's Sipurei Maisios, the Melech, the Sipur of the Melech Anav, the humble king, which Be'ezras Hashem we're writing on. But this Nekuda that the Rebbe brings out, as it's identified in the Olam HaAkudim, in the world of Akudim, which is a particular stage in the origination and unfolding of the worlds that the Arizal describes as being rooted in the story, the Pegisha between Yaakov and Lavan, where Yaakov, trying to root himself away from Lavan, sees in his dream the Akudim, the Nekudim, and the Brudim, kiyadua, that these represent three different stages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's engagement with us. The Akudim is a stage prior to the expression of vessels. It's the beginning of limitation prior to actually being limited. Then the world of Nekudim is the world of Shviras HaKelim, where the lights and the vessels don't align properly. And then there's the world of Berudim, which is the rectification of the lights and the vessels. So these three stages, Akudim, Nekudim, and Berudim, represent the formation, the emergence, the shattering, and the rectification of the vessels. In the world of Akudim, we're discussing the notion of vessels that are not quite vessels yet. We're discussing the nature of limitation that is not quite limited yet. It is the birthplace of limitation, but the limitation that is expressed at that point is still not by definition limited. It is the limitation that exists in its potential form within the unlimited, which we've spoken about. But for the sake of tonight's shiur, we're not going to go too deeply into the sugyos of Akudim. It could be that some of the future shiurim we give in this series are going to be focused on Akudim because the Rebbe has obviously so much to say on the sugya and so much that I'm trying to understand for myself right now, so my mind is over there. But tonight I want to speak about one element of Olam HaAkudim, which is Hishtoikukus. The whole concept of Olam HaAkudim brings us face to face with a concept of a desire that exists prior to any form of manifestation or actualization. At this point in the world of Akudim, there is a movement of lights in search of a vessel, but there is no actual physical expression of lights or a vessel. So when one looks at the world of Akudim, one sees a deep desire towards expression, the beginningness of expression in some measurable way. Yet at the very same moment, it is continuing to exist in the confines of the immeasurability of the infinite. In addition to that, some of the halachos that we learn about Olam HaAkudim are the secrets of what are referred to as mati velo mati, touching and not touching, or rotza veshov, running and returning. Olam HaAkudim, suffice it to say, and we're not going to get too involved in this right now, is the birthplace of the dual pulsation at the heart of the singular movement that expresses itself from the beginning of creation down to the end of creation, which is that there is an expression forward and a retreat backwards that is taking place at the very same moment. And in the world of Akudim, in the world of a measurement that is not yet measurable, in a world of moving forward, which is still simultaneously a movement backwards, and a running forward towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a retreat backwards, what we encounter in Olam HaAkudim is the secret of a desire that does not need physical expression or physical completion in order to be accessed. And I believe that this represents a fundamentally significant place in the mind of each and every person. And the Rebbe stresses in his Shiurim on Chaim Maharan that even though we generally don't see the kavanos associated with the world of Akudim, even though Akudim usually remains in an ethereal sense, nevertheless, there is a fundamental need to identify this world within ourselves. And this is true based on the Baal HaSadeh, that in every bracha that a person makes, even though we generally don't touch the world of Akudim in terms of kavanos, what the Baal HaSadeh, Rav Shaul Dweck, the Heilige Sadeh tells us in Shari Rachamim is that every bracha, meaning every bracha, every mitzvah that I engage in, the word baruch, the first word that I say, I have to keep in mind that I'm drawing down from the world of Akudim, meaning to say that al derech ha-chasidus, I am accessing that world of Akudim within myself. So the Rebbe says that don't think for a second that this is not halacha l'maisa in a person's psychological and spiritual life. It is fundamental to the survival of each and every Jew. And secondly, the Rebbe points out explicitly based on previous tzaddikim that the real derech ha-avoda that comes out of the world of Akudim is in truth the avoda of breath, the work of breath, of inhalation and exhalation, and focused breath and mindful breath. And while we're not going to talk about that tonight, Be'ezras Hashem, but we should know that all of this is hinted to in the world of the Akudim. So here is what the Rebbe says on Daf Kuf Tzadi Aleph in Paragimel of his Biurim from the Shirim in Tofshin Samach Dalid, as printed in this brand new sefer, in Olam HaAkudim. V'hine kvar nisbar, we've already explained, sh'anekuda hapnimis shel Olam HaAkudim. But when it comes to understanding the innermost point of the world of Akudim, hu ha-hishtoikukus, it's the secret of yearning desire. U'lachein bo ha-or yoitze u'mesgale v'choyzer u'mesalim. And therefore, because the fundamental thing that we have to learn from the world of Akudim is the secret of hishtoikukus and yearning desire, therefore the halachos of Olam HaAkudim are that the lights descend and express themselves, and immediately in the next moment they return and they conceal themselves. That mati velo mati, emerging and disappearing, revealing and concealing. Nichnas v'yotze, the light enters into the vessel and then it regresses away from the vessel. Nichnas v'yotze, coming down and then ascending upwards, perpetually in this dual pulsation of expression and regression, expression and regression. The Bechinas Ratza V'shoiv, in the secret of Ratza, which is running towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all elements of intensity, and at the same moment V'shoiv, which is the retreat back with calmness. Shezem Me'oirer Es HaHishtoikukus. Because Hishtoikukus and yearning desire is the fundamental expression in the world of Akudim, the halachos of the world of Akudim are presence and absence, expression and concealment, movement downwards and movement upwards. Why? Because this very dual pulsation of something revealing itself and then concealing itself, or something resting in a certain place and then removing itself, is what is Me'oirer Hishtoikukus. The very element of desire, of a yearning desire, is informed and inflamed by the perpetual expression downwards and the movement upwards. Why? Ki hishtoikikus noitzra al yidei hachisaron v'his almus. Because the very element of desire and yearning is born and formed out of a deficiency, a lack, and a concealment. Meaning to say that if the lights in the world of Akudim simply revealed themselves and rested in their vessels, then there would be no need for hishtoikikus, because there's no need to yearn for something that is present in front of me. Had they never revealed themselves, there would also be no hishtoikikus, because hishtoikikus in yearning and desire is not relegated to something beyond me. Hishtoikikus, yearning desire, is simply revealed in something that I had and that I lost, and now I want to retrieve it once again. And so the presence and the absence, the expression and the repression, are what reveal the concealment and the hisalmus and the hiddenness that give birth to hishtoikikus. Why? Ki inyan ha-hishtoikikus, because the aspect of yearning towards something, of a burning desire towards something, misoirel al yedei shaha-adam hirgish eza'or. First and foremost, a person has to feel a particular expression of light, a particular expression of spiritual awareness, a particular expression of being okay. And when a person feels that, they want to connect to it immediately. But at the very same moment when I am attempting to cleave to this thing that I want so desperately, it becomes abundantly clear to me that it is distant from me. This is very much what we learned in Para Aduma, in Parshas Para, that Shlomo HaMelech said, Amarti echakmeh. Chachma appeared to be something very clear to me. I felt that I had it in vessels. But then suddenly, v'hi rechoika mimeni, and I realized that it's removed from vessels. And that's what gives birth to a hishtoik, a yearning desire that is stronger than having. This is the secret of hishtoikikus, of yearning, that is revealed in the world of Akudim. Shebehem yesh kli. We said there is an element of a vessel, in spite of the fact that it's not yet a physicalized vessel, it's only the potential form of a vessel. And at that point, the individual feels that there's some sort of self-existence, of self-identification that can take place in this place, of real ownership, of real kinyan, which is what I'm yearning towards. And at that moment, I begin to yearn after that light in its roots, to be included in it, to be mavutobit. Why? The real feeling is that which I feel has been expressed in a vessel, my selfhood, my identity, my sense of self, all of that which I conceive of as real because it expresses itself in a vessel. All I want to do is connect to that and be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point. But in the world of Akudim, it removes itself. And therefore, what is born out of that encounter is the Hishtoikikus itself. V'kvar hispire she'ikar kli ha'akudim hu dibor ha'peh diborim la'Hashem Yisbarach. And in truth, based on the writings of the Arizal, we see that the shayrish of Akudim is what's referred to as the peh of Adam Kadmon. The entire notion of the world of Akudim is the peh. The mouth is the first expression of a vessel of an individual in this life. And therefore, this hishtoikikus, this having and losing and desiring to have, this yearning towards that which I know I have access to, but nevertheless it feels so far from me, is expressed significantly in what? In the ability of us to use our mouths to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ikr avoidus hasboididus. Because what is the fundamental expression of the mouth? It's hasboididus. And the ikr essential point of hasboididus is this very gesture of having and losing and desiring to have again, of yearning for something that was present and is now absent. Hiladaber dibure hishtoikikus. The tachlis of hisboididus is to be medaber in an oifen of cheshek, of yearning for that which is not present in my life right now. It's yes, it begins with stating what I have, but stating what I have is the jumping point at which I reach to that which I don't have yet. Kimitoichar gasha sachisaron, because what grows out of the feeling of missing something or not having something, hu medaber lahashem yisparach kedaber ben el aviv. A person begins to speak to God like a child speaks to their parent, and roiv divrei haben la'aviv hu mash mevakesh mimenu hashlamas chasronoisav. And the fundamental way that a child engages in language with their parents is requesting a fulfillment of something, something I'm missing. V'kein keshemoyed la'Hashem yisparach. And so too, when I am admitting myself and giving myself over to God, gam ha'hoda'a hi al hashlam lo chasronos. Even when I'm praising God, it's in response to the fact that he has fulfilled some deficiency in me. But we see the driving force behind tefillah, the driving force behind Diburei HaPeh, as expressed in the world of Akudim, is the chisaron, is the fact that what I had is now gone, and that's what's me'orer the hishtoikikus. Kach, So too, Iker Inyanu Mahalech HaTfila, the fundamental expression of Tfila, which is rooted in the Peh, which is rooted in the world of Akudim, is the secret of the fulfillment of lack, Hashlamas HaChasronos. Ba'av sheyesh kama v'kama avoidus b'chelke HaTfila, and even though there are numerous forms of Tfila, mikol mokom, nevertheless, roiv inyan HaTfila hu hargashas HaChisaron v'hishleikukus. It is the acknowledgement and the awareness of a deficiency and the yearning towards the fulfillment of that deficiency that emerges out of my encounter with the deficiency. Again, we're not talking about the fulfillment of the deficiency. We're talking about the yearning that is born out of the deficiency itself. V'zu etzem metzias ha-tfila, and this is the essence of tfila. Masha ha-adam mishtoikek sh'Hashem yisbarach yashlim le'koy l'chasronos. The desire and the yearning desire, the undying passion that I have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fulfill the deficiencies that I experience. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, that the fundamentally strongest tefillah is tefillah liyani kiyatov, because the more deficient and destitute the individual feels, the more dependent they feel. And the more dependent I feel, the more aware I am of that inherent lack that needs fulfillment only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The zuhi avoidus ha'akudim. This is the work of akudim. Hishtoikukus v'hadibra la'Hashem yisbarach. The yearning desire towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that expression in speech itself. But here, up until this point, we can say that the hishtoikukus, the yearning desire that is born in the world of akudim, okay, so it's a hishtoikukus that is meant to lead me to a fulfillment that will appear afterwards. But the hishtoikukus is still not the fulfillment. The hishtoikukus, the yearning desire, may be the acknowledgement of deficiency prior to the fulfillment of deficiency, but the hishtoikukus itself, that acknowledgement of lack, doesn't necessarily offer any fundamental experience within the self. It's a feeling of deficiency. So here the Rebbe explains, based on Chassidus, and he expresses this over and over, as we know already, a second layer, that not only is the hishtoikukus a desire for a fullness that exists beyond me, and that distance is what gives birth to my yearning desire to breach that void and reach beyond it, but on a deeper level, the yearning itself is a way of connecting to something. Meaning to say that the yearning desire that I have for something that is not yet present is a way of having it. And that yearning, which is a way of having, gives me the ability to take the next step, which is actually having. The zuhi avoidus ha'ikudim. The kvar hisbar la'el, and we've already explained, shelo rak sheyesh ba'akudim es avoidus ha'ishtoikukus. It's not just that in the world of akudim there's an avoida of ishtoikukus. Ela she'ikr ha'chayus ba'olam ha'akudim hu besoid lachios and bara'av. But rather the fundamental vitality and substantiality that an individual experiences in the world of Akudim as it exists within ourselves is what Tehillim, what David Malkam Mashiach says in the 32nd parak, La'achyosam barav, La'achyosam barav. We tend to read that as in the moment of famine, in the moment of hunger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and he's going to give life and going to feed us in the famine itself. But what Chassidus describes is that La'achyosam barav doesn't mean that you will find sufficiency within your hunger, but rather your hunger will be your sufficiency, that you will be satisfied with the hunger itself, that the hunger, the hishtoikukus, the not having, becomes a way of having. Hainu sheyesh chayes me'etzem ha'hishtoikukus l'alikus, that the individual themselves finds life by what? By the hishtoikukus l'alikus, not the having, but the yearning desire towards having. Ki yachol lihios, because it's possible la'adam chiyus nifla me'etzem ha'hishtoikukus levad, because it's possible and likely that a person may find a deeper expression of satisfaction in the hishtoikukus that a person has, that by yearning after that which is not yet present in my life, in spite of the fact that I still don't have it, the simple fact that I'm yearning after it implies to me that I have shaychus to it. It gives me something to hang my hat on. It gives me the ability to be hungry for God, to be thirsty for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that thirst, in the tzamalucha nafshi, kamalucha besari, in the tzima'un itself, in the hishtoikukus itself, in the ratzayn hane'elam, without any form of satisfaction, very often that is the deepest place of spiritual satisfaction, when I learn to be okay not being satisfied, but I can find satisfaction in my dissatisfaction. There's the secret of a person who is dissatisfied even when they're satisfied, but there's the deeper secret in the world of Akudim of finding satisfaction within the dissatisfaction itself. Not a negative stance, but a yearning desire that gives me that which I don't have access to by way of yearning for it. And Be'ezras Hashem, as we contemplate these ideas and we identify these places within ourselves, to believe that Hishtoikikus is not something that stands in need to be filled in order to extinguish that yearning desire, but rather the yearning desire itself is a way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we recognize that, then we get to the next level of fulfillment, only to open up in front of ourselves that there's another level of desire on top of us, because Kedushasi Lamala Mikedushaseichem, there will never be a time where a person is satisfied, because satisfaction is simply meant to reveal the next stage of dissatisfaction, to yearn for more and more and more. Kedushasi lamala mikdushaseichem. The moment the person feels fully satisfied without hishtoikikus is the moment the person has misunderstood the deep distinction that will always exist between the infinite expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the finite expression of the human being. The gap that will perpetually exists between the infinite and the finite is traversed, is crossed over by way of hishtokikus, by way of not having, by yearning and desiring that which I don't have access to. And Be'ezer Hashem, when we can tap into this space of akudim, we begin to tap into that place where I can find the satisfaction that I need within myself by way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Diburei Tfila and Diburei Hishtoikikus and Hespoidedus Be'ezer Hashem.